Peter Sutcliffe, the Yorkshire Ripper, attacked at least 20 women over 5 years without arousing the suspicions of his wife or co-workers, while Fred and Rose West murdered at least 10 women and girls, including their own children, for more than 15 years before being discovered. In this book, we can learn how Dennis Nielsen murdered at least a dozen young men over 5 years before a chance inspection by drainage engineers led to the discovery of 3 dismembered corpses in his London flat. Until then, the police had no idea that a serial killer was at large in the nation's capital. Yet it is not just a matter of maintaining a public facade to hide from view murderous inclinations, but how the serial killer is able to maintain the duality of personas, serial killer and law-abiding citizen. For the majority of us, it is difficult to understand how a person can murder somebody in the evening, then go to work the following day, only to return home to dismember a corpse on the kitchen floor. Within these pages, Dennis Nielsen explains, as he understands his situation, how he is able to commit these murders without such damage to his self-perception as to render himself incapable of maintaining a semblance of normal life. In that regard, the reader may be particularly interested in 2 specific points: how he describes his relationship with alcohol and how he describes his victims. Alcohol was a key feature in the life and in the offending of Dennis Nielsen, although he was adamant that he was not an alcoholic. Indeed, he vehemently disagreed with any suggestion that his rehabilitation plan in prison should feature any kind of work related to alcohol management. Yet it was with the aid of music and alcohol, most often Bacardi rum, that he would slip into a fantasy world, frequently playing out in his mind the details of his interactions with dead bodies, both in rehearsal and recall. Alcohol only served to embolden him in reality, in approaching men and in the moments before their murder. It was at once a coping mechanism and a key component in his crimes, as the reader will learn. It was only with the numbing effect of Bacardi that he could begin the grisly business of his first dismemberment. When we remember that serial killers are largely conformist outside their offending, alcohol was a means by which he was able to loosen himself from the bonds of conventionality and cross the boundary into necrophilic and murderous fantasy and behavior. While categorized rudimentarily,